Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The summertime blues.
All right, I'm going to ask again. I'm fearing this. This one is about 50 years old. You've heard that one before, right, Grant?
Grant, thumbs up, yes, no.
You have. Okay. Okay, that's an oldie. All right.
Got that from my parents.
Okay.
From the parents.
That's fair enough. That's one I could allow.
Could be me.
In theory, he could be.
Not in theory.
No, I mean, it's
not in theory.
I mean, you could have.
In theory, yes.
You could have been an 18-year-old mom.
For sure, we have them.
And that could be your kid right there.
It's great. Love my job. Awesome.
It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Now, we talked about a month ago or whatever, the SEC, the Southeastern Conference in college football, is going to allow schools to decide who can and can't drink beer and drink wine inside stadiums at football games.
Right.
And Mizzou, being in the SEC, was a big topic of conversation, and people were trying to figure out, you know, yada, yada, will we be allowed to? Do you even need to do that? It was just announced a little while ago, and this is on the other side of the state line, that if you're going to go to a KU football game, the dozens of people that go to KU football games, I kid, Jayhawk fan, chill out, Kansas Athletic ticket holders, athletics ticket holders will be able to purchase beer and wine at home football games beginning in August. This from Athletic Director Jeff Long. Quote, in consultation with the university, Kansas Athletics has introduced the sale of beer and wine at selected venues on a trial basis to help assess the viability of a broader offering of alcoholic beverages. That program has been very successful, and with the support and collaboration of on-campus entities, we're now prepared to expand it. Fans have told us one of the best ways to enhance their experience at KU events is for them to have the ability to enjoy a beer or a wine, and we are pleased to provide this. So now you can buy beer and wine when you go see KU play football.
Why wasn't beer and wine just always offered?
The student factor. The fact that they're kids. They're under 21.
You have people there that are under 21.
Under 21.
I guess I'm kind of surprised at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, I'm like, well, that's no big deal.
For years, you've been able to buy suites in the David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium in the hoity-toity suites.
Uh-huh.
You can have booze there. Over the past several years, beer and wine have been available to fans in two premium seating areas. But now, wherever you walk, there will be a couple of stands to go buy beer and wine in Lawrence at football games. I think the number one reason you do this, besides dollars, but it all comes back to the dollar, the idea
right.
to generate revenue.
Money.
If you ever go to a college football game, especially if it's not the biggest game in the world, like if they're playing Nebraska or they're playing Oklahoma or something, stands are usually full by kickoff.
Yeah.
If you look in the student section for a game against Southeast Louisiana Tech A&M, that student section either never fills up or it's a late arriving crowd because everybody's tailgating and drinking beers and doing shots and all that kind of stuff.
Because they can't drink inside.
Exactly.
So this is, instead of people tailgating beforehand and spending all their money at Hy-Vee before they go in and tailgating in the parking lot, this gets them to spend more money with the school.
Yep. Yep. You get a lot of late arrivers, and this is not just at KU. This happens at every college football stadium. A lot of late arrivers who are, you know, playing their games on the golf course or tailgating wherever they may tailgate or whatever, that they're, you know, not spending money in the stadium. And it's a good way because, look, let's be honest, not a lot of people go to KU football games, and this is a draw for a lot of football fans to go to Kansas games and watch the Jayhawks play.
So do we no longer care about the underage students being there and that's okay and, you know, we'll just card everybody and, you know, our concern about the student factor is not trumped by the money factor?
Oh, it absolutely is trumped by the money factor.
Right.
It is 100% trumped by the fact.
We don't want kids drinking, but, you know.
But if we can get everybody in the stadium and we tell people ID, ID, ID. Now, they're not going to walk up and down the stands like at the K with like the big buckets full of beer and sell those. You got to actually go to the stands and get them. And I assume you're allowed to buy two max, you know, whatever, and they won't sell it to you if you're absolutely, you know, wasted.
Oh, Lawrence police, please don't decide to be funny and do a like an ID compliance check.
Right? That's a great Twitter handle.
Don't like
that Lawrence PD.
You know that's going to happen at some point, though, right? Mm-hmm. You know at some point they're going to do an undercover, you know, where they do the thing where they get an 18-year-old working for the police
sure.
to go in and ask for a beer, and they check to see if they show their real ID or not.
And they probably should.
They should do that,
over
absolutely.
And over. Every game they should do that.
Because otherwise you shouldn't do this. You know, if you don't have the systems in place to make sure kids are not purchasing beer at 18 or 19 or 20, then you shouldn't do this.
Oh, don't worry. Jeff Long, the AD, says KU and Centerplate, they're the ones that'll be managing the alcohol sales, are dedicated to responsible service and will collaborate on a responsible alcohol service policy to provide a safe environment while providing a superior customer experience. As an example, Jamie, those involved in the sale of alcohol will be required to be TIPS certified, training for intervention procedures. Don't worry, Jamie, they're going to have plenty of training.
I have a ton of confidence.
Nothing but
that
confidence.
In the mobs of people up to buy beer and wine,
yeah.
that they're not going to let any through.
The good news, though, for that training in this group of people, there aren't a lot of people at Kansas football games. So really...
Yeah, but that's not what they're hoping for.
You don't have to work. I know that what they want is full stands, and they want there to be long lines.
And they're
lines.
Hoping maybe more people will come out because of that.
Yep.
You never know.
It's probably going to happen. Look, there have been plenty of people who, against a crappy opponent in every college football stadium, have said, nah, you know what? We got tickets. We're just going to eat them. We're going to sell them. We're just not going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they go to the bar. My wife went to Iowa State. She never went to one football game, but she went to a lot of tailgates in 4 years at Iowa State.
But I don't know if she'll go to I don't know if they'll go to football games more now. Like, there's some people that just like to go tailgate.
It's true.
It's just fun.
Tailgating's great. Going to Kansas football games is not the most fun thing in the world either. So if you want to read more about that, you can now buy beer and wine at KU Games. Facebook.com/98.1KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!